If Measure 20275 is approved, it would generate approximately $9.5 million annually for 5 years. Of that, an average of $1 million a year would be used to support bicycle and pedestrian projects. The rest would go to fix 78 streets throughout the city. Brian Richardson of Eugene Public Works says the city wants to avoid spending more money than they have to.
If passed, the money here would be used to rebuild or resurface streets. And the goal for our pavement preservation program is always to resurface a street rather than rebuild it, because it is cheaper and more cost-effective.
The bond is a renewal of two earlier voter-passed measures. If approved, it would cost the typical homeowner $148 a year. That's $20 more than before because of property value increases. Critics of the bond say it doesn't give enough attention to bicycle and pedestrian infrastructure. Rachel McDonald, KLCC News.